I came to Abergavenny in 65, and I joined Plaid Cymru in 57, so obviously I was on their list. We were running up to the opening of the Severn Bridge, and I was lodging in Abergavenny, and my landlady was part of the set, centred on the golf club, who were very boozy, and that included the then chief constable. And apparently he told her that I was being watched before the opening of the bridge in case I got up to mischief. She and her cups at one time sort of let it out to me that I was being watched. But that was the kind of thing that was happening. And I mean, at the time I thought it was stupid and a bit pointless and a bit of a waste of money.
But that's... Both of you have tales of that type, and that's purely on the basis of Plaid Cymru membership. Neither of you was other language, Welsh language related or political organisations of even more dubious provenance.
Purely from membership of Plaid Cymru.
Yeah. I did attend a couple of the Cymdeithas Riaeth rallies.
Did you?
To get out of photo, I wanted to be on one of their photographic files, I think, at the time.
When I started getting involved in fighting council elections and also then later on the constituency, I was very conscious of the fact that I had to be very, very circumspect because of this attitude of Plaid Cymru, you know, they're bombers and things like that. Yeah. And as you mentioned the Free Wales Army, they were very active at the time. Oh, yeah. And the off-duty police used to drink in the pub above where I lodged. And one night I was in there and they were saying, oh, it's terrible what these Free Wales Army people are doing. It's bringing disrepute on Plaid Cymru and on Wales. If you have any names that you have got suspicion about, just pass them to us and we'll run a check on them. Well, at the time, there was somebody we were a bit nervous about in locally, and so I fed that name in, and I never heard another thing after that.
No. Oh, wonderful times.